Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to High School Basketball Tonight. Jim Field with you this evening. We are at Audubon High School preparing for a non-conference basketball matchup between Audubon and Adair Casey here this evening. These two teams play different conferences, Audubon in the Western Iowa Conference and Adair Casey in the Rolling Hills Conference, meeting up here tonight on a Saturday. Here of late, they lost their first six to start the season, playing a pretty tough schedule early on, but they've won three of their last five, including back-to-back wins over Missouri Valley on the road and AHST at home. They did lose last night, a 66-32 loss in conference play on the road at Trainer, and they're hoping to rebound here tonight out of conference. For Adair Casey, they come in with a mark of 8-4 on the season. The Bombers picked up three straight wins to open up the season, lost two of three, but in that stretch of two out of three losses, they also lost a very important part of their team as Spencer Rokols went down with a broken hand, and he'll be out for a little while longer, not in uniform tonight as well, as he went down in the CAM game back on December the 9th. So they're struggling without one of their best pure basketball players out there on the floor, at least struggling a little bit here of late. They did go on to win four in a row, but they've lost their last two. They lost on Tuesday night on the road at Walnut, and they also lost on the road at Iowa Christian last night in ball games in the Rolling Hills Conference. They're trying to bounce back here with a victory tonight as well. Wheelers have been road warriors here. They got a lot of home games coming up. They played an awful lot of road games to start the season. In fact, in their first 11 games of the year, only four of them have been here at home, so they're awful happy to be here in front of the home crowd tonight. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll get you set for the basketball game. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you some numbers, some of these players you'll be hearing about here tonight. We're in Audubon this evening as the Wheelers host Adair Casey in boys high school basketball. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for expertise. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection along with their fragrances and jewelry. A Handbag Ranch located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here at Audubon High School tonight as we get ready for the start of our basketball game. Boys hoops here this evening. Let's check the starting lineups for these two basketball clubs here tonight. First, for the visiting Adair Casey Bombers. Bombers in their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. And here's how the Bombers will line it up here this evening. It'll be Gunnar Dinkla, 5'11 junior out front, along with Josh Earlmeyer. He's a 5'9 junior. Sawyer Ockletree, a 6'3 senior in the post, along with Cole Palmer, 5'11 and a senior, and Alex Umbaugh, a 6-foot junior. You're starting five tonight for Adair Casey. For the Bombers, of course, as I mentioned, there are missing Spencer Rokols as he broke his hand earlier in the season and not still with the club quite yet. Still has a cast on that hand, but is out here with the rest of the team on the bench as he usually is tonight. And that's a tough loss for them. He averages just shy of 24 points a game in the time he did spend on the floor in the first five games here this year. So they're depending on guys like Alex Umbaugh, averaging 10 points a game, and Cole Palmer also averaging right at 10 a game. Sawyer Ockletree has been averaging just shy of 8 points a game. As a team, Adair Casey shooting 46.2% from the floor, 40% from the arc, and 68.6% from the free throw line. Mark Emgarten, coach of the Bombers, they are 8-4 coming into tonight's basketball matchup. On the other side, here's the starting lineups for the Audubon Wheelers tonight. They're going to go like this. It'll be Andy Hoffman, a 5'11 junior, Michael Byland, a 5'11 and a senior, Andrew Earlmeyer, a 6'2 senior, Drew Keller, a 6'4 and a senior, and Clay West, a 6'4 senior, will be your veteran starting lineup tonight for the Wheelers. Brett Dorsey's team, 3-8 on the season, and they have been very balanced scoring-wise, as they have Michael Byland, Andy Hoffman and Andrew Erlmeyer all averaging between 9 and 9.5 points a game. Clay West averaging 6.2 a game. Drew Keller just a little under 6 points a game. So they've been very balanced throughout the season here this year. For the Wheelers on the year as a team, they shoot 33.2% from the floor, 32.4% from the three-point line, and they are 53.5% from the free throw line on the season. So that's a look at the two teams as we get ready for the start of our basketball matchup here tonight. This is boys only tonight. They did play earlier in a junior varsity contest, and it was Adair Casey winning 57-30 over Audubon in the JV contest earlier here tonight. So just about ready to get things started here this evening as the two teams have been introduced. The Bombers in their road blacks with the gold and white lettering and trim, and for the Wheelers, they are in their home white uniforms with the red and silver lettering and trim. Let's listen now for our national anthem. The national anthem in the books. That means it's time to play basketball here today. Again, your starters is Gunnar Dinkla, Josh Erlmeyer, Sawyer Ockletree, Cole Palmer, and Alex Umbaugh for the Bombers. And for the Wheelers tonight, Andy Hoffman, Michael Vieland, Andrew Erlmeyer, Drew Keller, and Clay West, your starting fives here this evening. Two teams ready to go. Clay West in the center circle for the Bombers, Alex Umbaugh for Adair Casey, and we're ready to get our basketball game started here tonight. Audubon shoots to the basket to our left as we watch it here tonight. The Bombers to our right. And the tap is up and controlled by nobody yet. The Wheelers have it. Yes, they do have it. And we're gonna have it over. No, we're not. The official's gonna correct himself. It wasn't an over and back call. The tap was knocked over here almost out of bounds at midcourt. It was saved by the Wheelers and tossed into the back court. And they picked it up right at center court, and now the officials are going to decide it is going to be an over-and-back call. No, it's not. It's going to be Wheeler basketball. So they're going to give the basketball to the Wheelers, and they'll have it to start here. All right, got all that figured out, and away we go. Audubon with the basketball here first as they have it front court. Vieland here to the near corner to Hoffman as they work the ball on the perimeter. Hoffman in the corner with it. Back outside, Michael Vieland out here on the arc. Bombers in a 2-3 zone to start the basketball game here tonight. They toss it back out top. Vieland fires it now right side to Erlmeyer. They dump it into the lane. The kick out now is Hoffman. He'll try a three. It's off the rim, no good. The high rebound. Fought for underneath. Good block out inside by Cole Palmer as he controls the rebound. And a foul, our first of the game, going to be whistled against the Wheelers. It's on Drew Keller. Of course, his first. Just a little over half a minute gone here in the ball game. No score quite yet. Bombers with the basketball now for the first time offensively as Cole Palmer will bring it across the line. Left side, Erlmeyer. They have an Erlmeyer on each side. Josh for the Bombers and Andrew for the Wheelers. Out on the wing, they dump it down low and very nearly, and it is thrown away. Pass across the way. Sawyer Ockletree is the only Bomber anywhere near down to the baseline. He was trying to save that basketball but stepped on the baseline out of bounds. So a couple of turnovers here early on for the teams, and we come to the front court now. Audubon with a basketball out on the perimeter. Vieland off to the right side now. Hoffman, they go to the post to West. He drops it down low, and the ball's off the fingertips of Drew Keller and out of bounds. So the ball will go back the other direction. Wheelers turn it over again up the floor. Palmer with a basketball now to the front court here for Adair Casey into the corner, and he gets it right back. They're trying to post with Ockeltree at the high side. Now to the corner. Three-point fall on the way and good here from the near corner as Alex Umbaugh, the junior, drops in a triple, and it's 3-0, first basket of the ballgame. Adair Casey with the lead. Audubon ball front court here near side. They dump it to the high post. West with it, the kick out. Out top, Hoffman gets it now to Bylan. Back to Hoffman in the corner. Andy Hoffman and Andrew Bylan play. Michael Bylan play catch with it. Now long three by Bylan from way outside the arc. Missed off the rim. Rebounded off the floor by the Bombers. Quickly up the floor they go. Out top, Palmer, right side, drives to the hole. The flip off the glass, no good, but a whistle. And a foul. He'll get free throws. Foul going to be whistled against Andy Hoffman of Audubon. That'll be his first second team foul on the Wheelers. 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0, Adair Casey the lead, and at the free throw line is Palmer, and he makes the first. Cole Palmer drops in his first free throw try. And the second one now on the way. And that is also good. So the senior hits them both. 5-0, Adair Casey. Up the floor now come the Bombers. Here near side, it's Byland with it. He'll fire it off to the far corner. Hoffman into the lane now to West, who shuffles it to Keller. Little jump hook in traffic. No good. Hit the front of the rim. Rebounded off the floor, though, by Andrew Earlmeyer. He'll feed it back outside. Bomber ball, or Wheeler ball. Earlmeyer now drives the baseline. Oh, the wraparound goes, and a foul. Andrew Earlmeyer along the baseline with the bucket. And a foul whistled underneath against the Bombers. That's going to go against Cole Palmer. And that will be his first, and the free throw no good there by Andrew Earlmeyer. So he misses on the free throw attempt, and back the other way now comes Adair Casey off the rebound. Here into the near corner with it is Umbaugh. Back out top, Palmer. Left side it goes now. That's Josh Earlmeyer. Out top, Palmer open for the three. No good off the rim. Rebound hits the floor as it kicks out long. It's picked up by the Wheelers. 5-2 the score. Audubon with the ball trailing by three here is out top. It's Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer crosses over left side into the corner to Keller. Drew Keller with it looking for help. Back outside it's Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer, he threw it away. Fired it across to looking for Hoffman, but Hoffman took off toward the basket and the ball zipped right by him. Kaz Kozad, now 5'9", senior, will check in here for the Wheelers. And it'll be Adair Casey ball. 5-2, Adair Casey leads. 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. Bombers front court. Ball knocked away loose, but it's picked up off the floor by Palmer. The kick out on the wing now, and they fire it across court. Umbaugh here in the right corner to Palmer. Now left side it goes. Earlmeyer faked the three, pulled it down. Now Palmer will give it the go, and his three skims in and out, no good. The rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair Casey. Bomber basketball down on the baseline in the front court. It'll be Ockeltree to inbound. He'll fire it out top. Umbaugh with it. Cross here to Palmer. Palmer has it stripped away, and it's going to be off his leg out of bounds. Had it knocked out of his hands, but it bounced off his knee and rolled out of bounds here at center court, so it'll be Audubon basketball. 4:44 remaining in this first quarter. 5-2 the score. Adair Casey leading. Front court now. It's Andrew Earlmeyer with it. Into the corner far side to Byland. He'll dump it to the high post to West, right back to Byland again. He'll bring it out top. Michael Byland, right side now, as they dump it down low. Kozad, yikes, he stumbled a bit, and Ockeltree guarding him from behind fell to and landed on the back of him. So for Ockeltree, he'll pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Second team foul whistled against Adair Casey. Each team with two here in the early going. Inbound speed taken here near side. It's Hoffman into the lane. Cut off. Dumps it back out here to Kozad. He lost the balls. It was a tough pass to handle on the bounce. And it's stolen away by Umbaugh. Adair Casey now front court. Palmer goes left side. Leaves it out top to Earlmeyer. He's bumped and fouled. That'll be Kozad picking up the foul. That'll be his first. Third team foul on the Wheelers. Ball out of bounds far side. Ockeltree will inbound. Into the far corner now, it's Earlmeyer. Oh, he got bumped at a foul on that far side. That'll be Michael Byland picking up the foul. That's number one on Byland. 14 fouls now against the Wheelers here early. Bomber basketball, 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. High post, they dump it down low. Quick feed inside, knocked away and stolen. Gunnar Dinkler with a quick pass, had it stripped away. And it's brought to the front court now by the Wheelers. Byland out top. Left side it comes here to Earlmeyer. He drives the lane and kicks it across. Opened is Hoffman for three. No good. Rebound inside. Tap free and controlled by Umbaugh as the Bombers come away with it. Adair Casey front court. Palmer drives the lane. The floater up off the back iron. No good. Got his own rebound. Wheelers all over the floor. And Palmer takes advantage down the lane to get his own miss and put it back in. 7-2 now in favor of Adair Casey. Bombers front, or Adair Casey taps the ball away now here in the, as the Wheelers bring it to the front court. Umbaugh with a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Basketball will stay with Audubon. Audubon ball here in the front. They inbound it here near side, into the corner, back out top. Byland, long three as he sets one up off the rim, no good. Chasing down the rebound, though, is Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer back out top to Byland. Michael Byland to the high post, knocked away. West, though, able to come up with it. Now out top here near side is Hoffman. Hoffman around top. Oh, almost walked. Now gets it off to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer open from the free throw line. The jumper rattles around and goes through. Andrew Earlmeyer has all 4 points here for the Wheelers. It's 7-4, Adair Casey. Ball front court now. Tips. Almost stolen away. It's Josh Earlmeyer with it. Out to Palmer. Now Dinkler here to the near corner. Umbaugh with it for the Bombers. Back across it goes. Left side, they skip it right back. Umbaugh, now Palmer. He'll drive right to the rack and lay it in. Cole Palmer aggressive in the lane. He's got six here early, and it's 9-4, Adair Casey. 2.5 left to play in this first quarter. Audubon ball front court, left side corner, open. The three ball coming from Earlmeyer. It's in and out, no good. Rebounded down low by Ockletree for Adair Casey. Adair Casey front court, Palmer the jump stop. His pass tipped, almost stolen. Goes out of hand on it. Now here to the corner. Umbaugh open for the three. It is no good. High rebound taken by Kozad down the lane. Audubon back to the front court now. Crossover out top. Byland in the lane. The one-hand floater off the back iron. No good. Got his own rebound. And we got a foul call. A whistle blown here as he went up high to get that. And the foul is going to be whistled on Ockletree. That'll be his second. For the Wheelers up off the bench now is Drew Keller. He'll check back in. This time it'll be Clay West checking out. Audubon basketball down on the baseline in the front court. Well, fire it out top now. They work it across. Right side, Earlmeyer with it. It's Andrew Earlmeyer. Up top to Byland. Michael Byland. Right side, Earlmeyer. Back out top, Byland. Lob to the high post. Kozad in the lane. On the run. Flips one up, and it rolls all the way around twice and falls in. Kaz Kozad with his first field goal tonight. It's 9-6, Adair Casey. Adair Casey, the ball front court. Here in the right corner, Umbaugh out top. Ball knocked away, almost stolen by Kozad. Palmer up with it. Palmer, right side, Umbaugh open for the three ball. No good. Rebound to Kozad. Here come the Wheelers. They want to run to the front court. Kozad now will slow it down and leave it out top for Byland. A minute 26 left to play in the first quarter. Out top with it. Into the lane. They get it to the high post to Earlmeyer. Quick shot. No good. Rebound Keller. The kick out. Byland going to try the three, and that's good from the right wing. Michael Byland knocks down the triple, and a timeout asked for by Adair Casey. A minute 14 remaining here in this first quarter, and we are tied at 9 apiece. Timeout, just a 30-second timeout by Adair Casey coach Mark Emgarten up off the bench, so we'll just keep it here with the short break. Audubon fell behind 5-0 early in the ball game. Adair Casey, they've led a couple of different times, actually three different times, by 5 points at 5-0, 7-2, and 9-4. But now the Wheelers have scored five straight of their own as they've tied the ball game up at 9-9. Basketball belongs to Adair Casey as we come out of the timeout with a minute 14 to play in this first quarter as the Bombers will put it in play on the backside. Up off the bench, Cole Reha, 6-foot freshman, checking in now for Adair Casey during that timeout. Emmett Wheatley also into the ballgame, a 5'8 freshman for Adair Casey. Reha to the front court with it now as he looks for help. Picks up his dribble, leaves it here for Umbaugh on the right side. Umbaugh, oh, he threw it to the back court. Wheatley will chase it down and touch it. It'll be an over and back. So the ball will turn over to Audubon. Wheelers will have it over on the far sideline with 57 seconds to play in this first quarter. Audubon inbounding out top. Byland with the basketball against that 2-3 zone. Hoffman, now Byland. They play catch. Hoffman and Byland back out top. Byland looked at the long three, won't take it. And we're in a 3-second violation whistled against Audubon. They were working the ball patiently out top, and in the meantime, someone planted in the lane too long, and the ball turns over. 45 seconds remaining in this first quarter now. Bombers to the front court. It's Palmer, now to Wheatley. Wheatley out top, picks up his dribble in the center circle, leaves it for Reha. Reha crossed the way to Umbaugh on the left wing. Alex Umbaugh shuffles it off here near side. That's Gunner Dinger. That's Josh Earlmeyer. Left side to Palmer. He's open for the three. It's up and good. It rattled around. Hit the rim, the glass, the rim twice, and fell through. So a triple for Cole Palmer. And it's 12-9 to Derek Casey. 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Left side, it comes down to Hoffman. Back out top, Violet, 7-6. Hoffman, high post, Kozad turns, fires it right side. Earlmeyer fires it up for three. No good, and that'll do it here in the quarter. Umbaugh got the rebound on the missed shot. That's the end of the first quarter. 12-9, Adair Casey leading Audubon after one back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their Blizzard, Shakes, Royal Treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese. And, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of that use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Jim Peel back with you here in Audubon tonight. The homestanding Wheelers trail here 12-9 to Adair Casey as we start this second quarter. Bombers with a basketball to start the second frame. Palmer across the timeline now. Picks up his dribble, looks left, leaves it for Earlmeyer. That's Josh Earlmeyer, out top Emmett Wheatley. And we're going to have a traveling violation whistled against Adair Casey. So Audubon will get the ball right back. The ball comes back here in the other direction. Audubon basketball as they walk it up the floor now. Byland across the timeline with it. Right side to Hoffman. Byland and Hoffman play catch. Ball knocked away. Palmer saves it, but it's right back into the Wheelers. As West up with it. Now to the baseline it goes. They shuffle it into Keller. Knocked away in traffic. Picked up by Earlmeyer. He'll run the floor. The bounce feed across. Wheatley. Shot blocked inside. Rebound taken down low. Rehaw fighting for it. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair Casey. Ball out of bounds on the baseline. Adair Casey will throw it in. Bounce feed here near side. Stolen. Reha's inbounds pass was intercepted. Andrew Earlmeyer snuck underneath it, took it away. Out of the front court, Audubon basketball. As they lob it down to the right corner. Baseline dribble underneath, across the bounce pass now. Going to be a three try from the corner. No good there by Hoffman. Rebounded by West. Oh, and he's fouled from behind. West got fouled by Reha back underneath. And that'll be the first on Reha. And that will be foul number four against Adair Casey. That will send Clay West to the free throw line here for Audubon. And he'll shoot two. The first one is good. First point of the night for Clay West, the 6'4 senior. One more try. And that one on the way, no good. Off the back iron. Rebounded, though, in the lane by Earlmeyer. His putback, no good. In and out, and the rebound to Reha. Wheeler's almost got a three-point play in reverse. It's 12-10 now. Adair Casey the lead. Cole Palmer basketball out top. Hounded there by Earlmeyer. Leaves it here right side for Umbaugh on the wing. Out top to Palmer. Right side it comes down. Umbaugh. Umbaugh out top to Wheatley. He'll try to drive the right side all the way to the rack and lay it in. Little 5'8" freshman gets to the rack. And Emmett Wheatley with his first points of the night. 14-10 the score. Bounce feed inside to the post. Back to Byland. It comes. Oh, and the pass inside into traffic is knocked away and stolen. They tried to feed it right back in. Clay West took it inside, fed it back out to Hoffman, and the pass back right to him. It was knocked away and stolen by Adair Casey. So the Bombers have it in the front court, leading 14-10 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. As Umbaugh tries to drive through traffic into the lane. Ball knocked away loose, stolen by West, and now a foul. West picked up the loose ball, and a whistle and a foul against Josh Earlmeyer of Adair Casey. Foul on the arm. That'll be his first. team foul number 5 against the Bombers. So back to the front court come the Wheelers. Here from the left corner, quick three try up, no good by Keller. Rebounded inside by Umbaugh of Adair Casey. Back up the floor comes Palmer up the left side. Bounce feed underneath and a foul down low. A nice bounce pass along the baseline to Josh Earlmeyer. He was in traffic trying to make a pass and he got fouled. They're going to whistle that on Drew Keller. That'll be his second. Team foul number 5 against Audubon. Ball out of bounds to Adair Casey. Umbaugh with it down to the baseline. He looks and fires it way out high now to Wheatley. Emmett Wheatley with the basketball, guarded here by Bylett. Leaves it right side now for Umbaugh. Posting with Reha down low, and the ball off his hands out of bounds. Tough pass for him. He was trying to plant. Ball was thrown too far to the baseline. He couldn't do much more than get a finger on it as it goes out of bounds and back the other direction. 14-10, Adair Casey leading. Audubon with the basketball now to the front court. Earlmeyer to the corner. Keller here left side. The dribble into the lane. The one-hand flip off the back iron. No good. The tap-up no good by West. The ball taken off the floor here by the Bombers. Quickly up the floor. Open left side for three is Earlmeyer. He knocks it down. Josh Earlmeyer all alone for the triple. And it's 17-10. Biggest lead of the night now for the Bombers. 7 points. Wheeler basketball. Bombers sitting at 2-3 zone. They've been in it all night. Lob to the corner. Bylett. Touch pass to West. Turn the floater up. No good, but he's fouled. So Clay West will get free throws. That foul will get whistled against Alex Umbaugh. That'll be his first. Team foul number 6 against Adair Casey here in this first half. West at the line here for Audubon. He'll shoot a couple. The first one is good. Clay West knocks down the first. Back off the bench. Kaz Kozad back in for the Wheelers as Byland will check out. Second one by West on the way. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound tap kept alive and grabbed there by Earlmeyer. So the Wheelers keep it. Now Kozad with it out top on the dribble. Almost lost it. Feeds it to the corner now. Hoffman down low. They try to get it into the post. That's West back out top to Earlmeyer. He drives left side. The floater blocked inside. Knocked away by Umbaugh. The loose ball picked up by Josh Earlmeyer. He'll run the floor and lay it in for the Bombers. 19-11 now the score. Audubon with the ball. They trail by 8. Their biggest deficit of the ball game. Another steal. Keller's pass to the post is knocked away and stolen by Umbaugh. Quickly ahead now. Earlmeyer across to Wheatley. Open for 3. Right side. No good. Back of the rim. And the rebound taken out of there by Hoffman for Audubon. And a timeout asked for by the Wheelers. Coach Dorsey off the bench. He wants a full timeout. We'll take one too. 4:22 left in the second quarter. 19-11 in favor of Adair Casey. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty's Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Russ family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself, for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots, he's the only one you need to know. Rusty's Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, Mishi bags, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224.
Audubon with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. And the Wheelers will swap Michael Bylan back into the lineup as Andrew Hoffman checks out. And we're ready to get back to action here now. Audubon with the basketball. 4:22 left to go here in the second quarter. Adair Casey with a 19-11 lead. Long three by Byland on the way. It's up no good. It dances on the rim for quite some time. Batted around like a beach ball. And now Umbaugh comes down with a rebound. Adair Casey to the front court now. Here to the right side. Wheatley, the pass tipped. It almost went out of bounds. Wheatley saves. Now drives to the lane. Floats one up off the glass. No good. Rebound inside. They're fighting for it on the ground. Everybody battling. It's out now as it's tapped out to the Bombers. Into the corner now, Wheatley. Quick feed underneath. Oh, nice feed to Umbaugh. He lays it in. Alex Umbaugh underneath. Flips it in off the window. 21-11, biggest lead of the ball game now. It's a 10-point lead for Adair Casey as Kozad drives the lane for Audubon. His pass, or his shot attempt, his finger roll tipped up into the air, stolen by the Bombers. To the front court, Earlmeyer open left side to three, no good. Rebound taken by Andrew Earlmeyer of Audubon. Audubon ball now to the front court. Into the lane, Earlmeyer turns in traffic. The soft floater up and dances through. Andrew Earlmeyer with a half dozen points, and it's 21-13. Adair Casey by eight. Palmer front court here to Wheatley on the near side. Wheatley the head fake. Now the drive to the basket. Floater up and no good. Off the rim. Rebound taken out of there by Andrew Earlmeyer for Audubon. Wheeler's back up the floor now with it on the dribble as they get it across the timeline. Right side. Earlmeyer dumps it across here to Keller. Keller with a basketball on the dribble drive. Tries to scoot through traffic, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called. That's going to be whistled against Josh Earlmeyer of Adair Casey. That'll be his second, and that'll also be the seventh team foul. So 1-1 coming here for Keller. As Earlmeyer will check out now for Adair Casey, and Charlie Terry, a 5'10 freshman, will check in for the first time here tonight. At the line, Drew Keller for Audubon. Chance to shoot the bonus. The front end on the way. It is no good. The rebound tapped to the baseline and controlled by Alex Umbaugh. 2:45 left to go here in this first half as the pass by Palmer is off the leg of Andrew Earlmeyer. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Adair Casey. Bomber basketball here in front of the bench as they inbound it to Wheatley. He spun around. The ball ended up landing on his shoulders. He was able to knock it off and control it. Now Terry drives left side, dumps it down low to Reha. Shot underneath, no good. The rebound fought for him. We got a foul call. Everybody fighting for that rebound hard down on the baseline. And a foul inside whistled against Audubon. They're going to whistle it on Kaz Kozad. That'll be his second. Hoffman back into the game now. Hoffman had a nick on his hand with some blood, so they had to tape him up. It's the left hand, so he's back in now. As Kozad almost stole the pass. Wheatley takes the inbound for Adair Casey. Terry with it on the left side, off the dribble. Out top, it's Wheatley. Wheatley the crossover. Again, left side to Terry. Charlie Terry out top now. It's Cole Palmer. Left side drive, bounce feed down low. Umbaugh trying to post. Down on the left block, gets by. Going to whistle that foul against Michael Bylan. That'll be his second. Seventh team foul, so it's 1-1 time now for Adair Casey. 2:14 left in the second quarter. 21-13 the score. Adair Casey leading. Chance to add to that here as Alex Umbaugh goes to the line. The front of the bonus is no good. And it's rebounded by the Wheelers. Up the floor, Audubon with it, front court. Byland out top on the dribble. Right side it goes now. Earlmeyer, the lob across to Kozad. Left corner, open. Hoffman, the three ball, no good. Rebound inside, grab and tried to toss it back up quickly. There was Andrew Earlmeyer, but the ball knocked away. Up the floor now, quickly come the Bombers in a three-point basket from the right side as Emmett Wheatley grabbed it and gunned it home for the triple, and it's 24-13. The lead now 11 for Adair Casey. Minute 40 left in the first half. Wheeler basketball left side. They dump it down on the block. Clay West called for steps. He got it down on the block. Took an extra step trying to get himself squared, and the ball turns over. For the Wheelers off the bench now, Logan Bauer, a 6'2 sophomore, will check in as West will catch a breather. It's Adair Casey ball. The Bombers lead by 11 with a minute and a half to go here before halftime. Front court, Palmer with it. Now Wheatley here in the near corner. Emmett Wheatley dumps it down to the right corner for Palmer. Palmer guarded there by Andy Earlmeyer. He drives the baseline. We got a blocking foul. Oh, no, it's going to be a charging foul called on Cole Palmer. Logan Bauer stepped in and took the charge from Palmer. That'll be the second on Palmer. It's player control, so there are no free throws. And the Wheelers get the ball back. Up the floor they come. Kozad to the high post to Bauer. Right side. Bounce feet. Kicked out of bounds. Hoffman tried to feed it down on the baseline there to Byland. It's kicked away by Adair Casey, so the basketball will stay with the ball with the Wheelers. Wheelers will inbound into the lane. The lob, Earlmeyer grabs, quickly puts it up. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Adair Casey. Wheatley to the front court now for the Bombers. Across to Palmer. Palmer will drive the left side. Stop and look for help. Fires it across. Terry just inside the arc. This jumper no good. Rebound taken down inside by Andy Earlmeyer. for the Wheelers. Under a minute, 50 seconds left to go in the half. Left side, Byland on the dribble. Stops, kicks it out. Kozad off the screen. Now his shot blocked away by Umbaugh. Wheatley up with it. He'll try to run the floor all the way to the rack. Throws one up awkwardly. No good. Umbaugh the rebound in traffic, and he's fouled on the putback. Two free throws coming here for Alex Umbaugh as he was fouled inside by Michael Byland. That'll be the third here on Byland. And the basketball goes to the free throw line now as Umbaugh once again with a chance to add points from the line. The free throw try no good off the back of the rim. One more try coming. Clay West will check back in now for Audubon. This time it's Byland who checks out. And one more try here for Umbaugh. This one is good as he gets that one to dance over the rim. 25-13 now the score. Biggest lead of the night is a dozen here for Adair Casey. 30 seconds left to go in this first half. Audubon ball front court. Kozad with it here near wing. Back out top to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer fires to the left corner. Now it's Kozad on the wing. Bounce feed to the high post. Bauer tries to drive the lane. Ball knocked free loose. And it's Bauer on the floor with it. Now has it stripped away. Umbaugh took it away. 13 seconds left in the half. Terry to the front court. His pass tipped away and stolen by the Wheelers. They fire it ahead. 6 seconds left. Earlmeyer stops a long three off the front of the rim. No good. And that's going to do it here in the first half. The Bombers fire one up the floor, but it's way off the mark as time expires. And Adair Casey will take a strong lead in the halftime. 25-13 our halftime score. The visitors with the advantage. It's Adair Casey with the lead over Audubon here at intermission. 25-13, Adair Casey on top. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirchhoff of Kirchhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirchhoff Land Improvement today at 243-3330. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs, stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. And Aiken Building Center, they offer a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here in Audubon tonight. 25-13, our halftime score. The visitors from Adair Casey in the lead as we are at intermission here tonight. These two teams battle here in non-conference play this evening. We'll tell you more about it here in just a little bit, get you some of the numbers here at halftime. In the meantime, NFL football going on today, and it's the San Francisco 49ers advancing into the NFC Championship game as the Niners pick up a win this afternoon. It turned out to be a very good ball game, probably the best matchup of the weekend, as the Niners rally to win 36-32. They led most of the ball game over the New Orleans Saints before the Saints rallied in the fourth quarter to take the lead. And with under 2 minutes to go, the Saints jumped ahead 32-29. But in the end, it was Alex Smith rallying his club down the field, and they were able to get up the field and score with just seconds left to take a 36-32 victory. So the 49ers on to the NFC Championship game next week, and they'll either host the New York Giants next week in the championship game, or they will be on the road at Green Bay, depending upon who wins the game between the Giants and the Packers tomorrow. The other game going on this evening in the NFL playoffs is the Denver Broncos and the New England Patriots. And that game already underway as well this evening, and it's New England with a 14-7 lead as they are just early in the second quarter of that basketball game tonight. So 14-7 Patriots with the lead over the Denver Broncos in the early stages of the second quarter of that basketball game. We're at halftime here in boys basketball action tonight. It's Adair Casey with a 25-13 lead over Audubon here in Audubon this evening. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative for life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs. Stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806. Present company in Audubon for all your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. The Mishna Hills Golf Course, featuring an 18-hole golf course with a fun and friendly atmosphere, cart rental, reasonable prices, and no tee time required. Call 243-9931 to check on green fees and membership dues.
Jim Peel back with you here in Audubon tonight. The homestanding Wheelers not having much fun right now. They trail by a dozen here at the intermission. 25-13 the score. Adair Casey with the advantage here tonight over Audubon here at the intermission in this boys' high school basketball matchup here tonight. We'll have a little bit of time off. In fact, we'll have Hawkeye women's basketball for you tomorrow afternoon here on the radio, but we'll be off for a bit with high school basketball. We welcome those of you listening both on the air and on the web tonight at KJAM.com. Our next high school basketball action here on KJAN won't come up until next Thursday night. In fact, we're going to go old school on you next Thursday night as we're going to have the Atlantic boys basketball game against St. Albert. That game was supposed to have been played early in the season back in December, but because of weather conditions, that game was postponed and it's rescheduled for Thursday night. We'll have it for you, the varsity contest here on the radio. That'll be a 7:30 tip time, and we're going old school with that one. That's going to be held at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium, so it'll be loud and a home court advantage again for Atlantic as the Trojans will play host to the Falcons of St. Albert. Again, that's Thursday night, 7:30 at the Atlantic Middle School here on KJAN. 25-13 our score here at halftime in this boys' basketball matchup here tonight. Adair Casey with the lead over Audubon here at the intermission. We'll take a timeout and get you some numbers from the first half in just a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McCarthy Landscape and Design can do any kind of landscaping you're looking for. They do retaining walls and can design and construct that brick patio that you've been dreaming of. Give McCarthy Landscape and Design a call at 712-307-6136. Present company in Audubon for all of your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company, located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgro DeKalb dealer, is Thad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgro salesman, Thad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgro today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary.
Adair Casey with the 25-13 halftime lead over Audubon in his boys' basketball matchup here tonight. Let's check the numbers for you here at halftime. For Adair Casey, they are led by Cole Palmer, the senior, with 9 points here in the first half. In fact, all those came in the first quarter of the basketball game tonight. Palmer with 9 here this evening. Also 6 points tonight for Alex Umbaugh and 5 points each for Josh Earlmeyer and Emmett Wheatley off the bench also with 5 points tonight for Adair Casey. They've been 3 of 5 from the free throw line here this evening as well. For the Wheelers, 6 points in the first half for Andrew Earlmeyer, 3 for Michael Byland, and 2 each for Kaz Kozad and Clay West here this evening. The Wheelers are 2 of 6 from the free throw line here in the ballgame so far tonight. Fouls look like this for Adair Casey, 2 each for Josh Earlmeyer, Sawyer Ockletree, and Cole Palmer in the first half, while for the Wheelers, Michael Byland with 3, while Kozad and Keller each picked up 2 in the first half. Wheelers fell behind 5-0 early in the basketball game, only to come back and knock the game up at 9 apiece. But boy, since that time, it's really been all Adair Casey, as the Bombers have gone on a 16-4 run from that point. They've opened up a 12-point lead here at intermission. That is their biggest lead of the basketball game so far. So 12 points the difference as the two teams back on the floor getting themselves ready for our second half of basketball. 25-13 the score here at halftime. Adair Casey with the advantage over the homestanding Audubon Wheelers. Back in 1 minute with the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have gold submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics, 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Just about ready for the second half of our basketball game here this evening. 25. I'm getting ready for action to start again here in this second half. And the Wheelers back on the floor. They're going to go with their starting five start the second half. It's Clay West, Michael Byland, Andy Hoffman, Andrew Earlmeyer, and Drew Keller on the floor. For the Bombers, they also will have their starting five on the floor to start this second half with Gunnar Dinklage, Josh Earlmeyer, Sawyer Ockletree, Cole Palmer, and Alex Umbaugh. Wheelers have the ball first to start the second half. Keller with it in the corner. Out top it comes. They work the ball on the perimeter. It's Byland, right side, inside now to Earlmeyer. Keller curls around, drives the lane. Ball knocked free on the dribble, and it's picked up by Adair Casey. Bombers back down to the front court. Palmer brings the front court now, pulls up his dribble, leaves it for Ockletree out top. Ockletree well off the arc, dumps it across here to Dinklage. Dinklage looking into the lane, cutting across Umbaugh, and he banks one up and in. Alex Umbaugh cut through traffic, was able to grab it, bank it home. He's got 8 points. It's 27-13. 14-point lead now for Adair Casey. Wheeler ball into the lane west, in traffic. Banks went up high off the glass. No good. Tough shot inside. He was well guarded. And the rebound taken away by the Bombers. Up the floor quickly. It's Earlmeyer here from the right side. The wing no good on the free throw, on the three-point try. But a foul on the rebound. It's whistled against Gunnar Dinklage. That'll be his first. First team foul against Adair Casey here in the second half. Ball out of bounds to the Wheelers. Minute gone here in the third quarter, just after 8 o'clock. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic, Iowa. Jim Field with you here in Audubon tonight. Wheelers with the basketball, trailing by 14. And we've got a ball knocked away by Adair Casey out of bounds. It'll stay with Audubon. Wheelers will inbound far side. Out top with it is Earlmeyer. He'll spin, curl, and kick it to the corner. Keller's going to try the three. It's no good. Rebound down low, taken by Palmer for Adair Casey. Bomber's going to run up the floor quickly. Umbaugh right back to Palmer, the give and go, and Palmer throws one up. And in, and a foul. Oh, no, they're going to call an offensive foul. Oh, it's an offensive foul on Palmer. The official made kind of a generic gesture. And it's going to be an offensive foul on Cole Palmer, so that'll be his third. And the ball goes back the other way, so no basket, and it's Wheeler basketball. Here right side on the wing with it is Hoffman. He wants to drive into the corner now. He dumps it off for Earlmeyer. Andy Earlmeyer across the way it goes now. Byland into the corner, Hoffman. Back to Byland. Dump it inside. West turns, curls, nowhere to go. To the corner, Hoffman for three. No good. Rims out. Rebound Ockletree for Adair Casey. Bombers quickly up the floor. Dump it down low. Dinklage posting. Nowhere to go. Now turn to the rack. Bank shot no good. He's fouled. Free throws coming here for Gunnar Dinklage for Adair Casey as he was fouled curling to the hole. That'll be Andy Hoffman picking up his second foul of night. And for Adair Casey, Cole Palmer will, well, not quite yet. Emmett Wheatley will check in after this first free throw as Palmer will check out with two free throws with three fouls. Dinkla at the line. His first free throw attempt is good. First point of the night for Dinkla. And now Wheatley will check in. One more free throw for Dinkla. That's no good. Rebounded by Keller. Audubon basketball, 28-13 the score. Biggest lead of the night here for the Bombers. Here on the wing with it is Hoffman. He'll bring it out top and leave it for Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer on the perimeter. Curls, goes back out top, and fires it all the way across. It's Hoffman in the left corner. He'll bring it back out on the wing. Hoffman, left side, Andy Earlmeyer drives the baseline. Oh, the hesitation, the floater high off the glass and in. Nice athletic move by Andrew Earlmeyer. He's got eight. 28-15 the score. Bombers with the lead and the basketball. 5:25 left to go in this third quarter. Wheatley out top with it now. Josh Earlmeyer, now Gunnar Dinkler, dumps it down low. Ockeltree, he turns and tries to float up a shot. It goes in, it won't count. We had a whistle and a foul before the shot. It's going to be on Keller. That'll be the third now on Drew Keller. Pushing the back on the on Ockeltree, so Keller will check out, and Kozad will come back in here for the Wheelers. Bomber basketball here on the baseline. Bounce feed underneath. Dinkley in traffic. Can't get the shot. Umbaugh the rebound. Put back. Good. And a foul. Alex Umbaugh inside in double digits now with 10 points. And he'll get a free throw out of that as he was fouled underneath by Andy Hoffman. That'll be the third now on Hoffman. Fouls starting to add up on a few of these players now for each team. At the free throw line, it was shot up and good by Umbaugh as he completes the three-point play. He's got 11 points now in the game, and it's 31-15. Wheelers have opened up a 16-point advantage. Rather, the Bombers. Wheelers have the basketball right now. Byland with it on the left side. Lobs it all the way across. Hoffman on the dribble drive into the lane. Floats one up right-handed and no good. Nice effort inside, hung in the air. Couldn't get the flip, the fall, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. That foul is going to be whistled against Sawyer Ockeltree. And for Ockeltree, that will be his third now. At the free throw line, Hoffman, his first is good. Hoffman knocks down the first one. He'll get one more. And the second one also good. Andy Hoffman, his first 2 points of the night. 31-17 the score. Bomber basketball, they lead it up the floor now. Into the lane, Earlmeyer, the kick out. Oh, we got a whistle and a traveling violation called against Adair Casey. The ball goes back in the other direction. Audubon basketball. 4:40 left to play here in this third quarter. Kozad with it, front court, left side. Back out top it comes now. They dump it into the corner. Hoffman grabs, guns a three try. No good. Rebound down low and a foul over the back. Over the top, Clay West. He'll pick up his first foul. That's the fourth against the Wheelers here in the second half. And the basketball goes back to Adair Casey. The Bombers inbound with 4.5 remaining in the third. It's Wheatley to the front court. Emmett Wheatley across the timeline. Hesitates, drives right side to the corner now. A three ball coming from Umbaugh, no good. And the rebound taken inside by Audubon. That's Earlmeyer away with it. Up the floor now comes Byland. Oh, he stumbles as he tried to cross over. Lost the ball. Picked up on the floor by Wheatley. He'll run the floor, lay it up, and in. Emmett Wheatley scoops up the loose ball, takes it the distance on the other end for the lay-in, 33-17. Bombers back up again by 16, matches their biggest lead of the night. In the lane, Earlmeyer, right side, Hoffman, the three ball, no good, in and out. Rebound hits the one of the Wheelers as it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Adair Casey. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter, 33-17, Adair Casey leading. Wheelers struggling to find some offense here tonight. Out top is Josh Earlmeyer for Adair Casey. Off to Umbaugh. Umbaugh into the lane. The kick out now to Dinkla. Dinkla off the dribble. Stops and looks right side. The pull up for Ockeltree from 17 feet is no good. And the rebound inside taken by Andrew Earlmeyer. He's got a pile of rebounds tonight. Wheelers up the floor with it. Earlmeyer out top, left side it goes. Now the bounce feed down low. It's West posting in the lane. The short shot up, no, off the back iron, but he'll get free throws. He was fouled on the leaner. That'll be Alex Umbaugh picking up his second. That's the fourth team foul against Adair Casey here in the second half. Clay West at the line here for Audubon with a chance to shoot a pair. And the first one is good as it falls in. West got that one, a dance around a fall through. He's 3 of 5 now from the free throw line. Those are all of his points here tonight. Second one on the way. That one's no good. And Umbaugh clears the rebound for the Bombers. 33-18. Adair Casey, the lead in the ball. Out top front court with it, Wheatley, and he's grabbed and fouled. A quick step got by Andrew Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer, the reach-in foul. That's his first. Bomber basketball. 3:06 left here in this first and this third quarter. Wheatley takes the inbound. Out top, it comes down to Earlmeyer. Cross, it goes to Ockletree out top. Right side, Wheatley. Wheatley will bring it back out and leave it for Ockletree. And again, Dinkler. That's Gunnar Dinkler back across. Umbaugh open right wing for three, and it's no good. Rebound down low, tap out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Audubon. It's last touch by the Bombers. And Brett Dorsey up off the Audubon bench wants a timeout. And we'll take one here with him. 2:45 left third quarter, 33-18. Adair Casey leading. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan provides fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair. And he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
.245 left to go third quarter, 33-18. Audubon with the ball trailing by 15 here in the ballgame. Wheeler trying to get that offense started here tonight. Out top with it, Andrew Earlmeyer for the Wheelers. He'll lob it here to the right side. Bylan quickly down low to West. In traffic, floats one up and in off the glass. Clay West has had a hard time getting open inside. He's able to force one up and in that time off the window. His first field goal tonight, 33-20 now the score. Adair Casey the lead in the ball. Front court here near side with it is Josh Earlmeyer. His pass tipped and stolen. Kozad got a hand on it, knocked it away. Audubon basketball now to the front court. Wheelers ahead, Andy Earlmeyer. Cross the way to Kozad. Kozad here right side. Now into the corner, it's Bylan. Right side, the wing, it's Kozad. Back out top again to Hoffman. Hoffman, Kozad, Bylan right corner. The lob to the post. Clay West inside, back outside to Bylan. He'll drive baseline, steps across, the one-hand floater up and good. Michael Bylan with the bucket, 33-22. It's an 11-point game now. Bombers quickly up the floor. Didn't realize the advantage. Now out top, it's Wheatley for three. That shot no good. Long rebound, and Kozad chases it down for Audubon. Wheelers have been down by as many as 16 here tonight. They're back within 11 right now as they've hit a couple of buckets in a row on a couple of straight trips. And now with the basketball once again. A minute 20 left in the third quarter. Hoffman out top with it. Bounces right corner. Earlmeyer out top. It comes to Bylan. Again, right corner. Wheelers working against that 2-3 zone. And a nice feed inside and a high banker by Michael Bylan up and good. And it's 33-24. That's a 7-0 run here for Audubon to get back within single digits. And a foul now whistled on Michael Bylan. That'll be his fourth. As he reached in and picked up the foul. Oh, check that. They didn't whistle against Bylan. They whistled that against Andrew Earlmeyer. It'll be his second. Substitution also for the Bombers as Cole Palmer is back in. Out top, Wheatley with it now for Adair Casey. Right side to Palmer. It's knocked away by Earlmeyer and kept alive by Wheatley. Now baseline, Ockletree. Short jumper up and good. Sawyer Ockletree with his first points tonight, 35-24. Under a minute, 45 seconds left in the first and the third quarter, rather. Sorry about that. Right side now, it comes to Hoffman. Hoffman baseline. Stops, bounce feet to West underneath. Ball knocked away out of bounds by Ockletree. It'll stay with the Wheelers down on the block. Wheelers will inbound on the baseline. 39 seconds left to go in the third. Hoffman left corner takes the inbound feed. Out top it's Earlmeyer. And across it comes to Bylan. Michael Byland again to Andy Earlmeyer. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Right side it comes down as they work the ball on the perimeter. Hoffman on the dribble drive out top against that 2-3 zone. And we have a timeout asked for now by the Wheelers. That'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 35-24, an 11-point lead here for Adair Casey. The Bombers have led throughout. They've never trailed in the ball game. Well, they haven't led throughout. They've never trailed, let's put it that way. It was 9-9 at one point. But Audubon's been fighting an uphill battle ever since then. They've got it back. They were within 9 a little bit ago. It's an 11-point game right now, and the Wheelers have the ball as we come back from this short timeout. Wheelers will inbound on the baseline with 24 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Audubon basketball. As they inbound in the corner. Hoffman right side. Leaves it out for Byland. Byland out to the top. 20 seconds left. Now left side Earlmeyer. Gets a screen. Drives out top. Flips it across here near side to Hoffman. Byland out top. Inside West, posting right side, back outside Hoffman, the three ball on the way, no good. Rebound down low is out of bounds, last touch by the Wheelers. It'll be Bomber basketball. Earlmeyer had it, lost it. Ockeltree will check in now for Adair Casey. As Logan Dinkler, who checked in during the last break, will check back out. 6 seconds left here in the quarter. Emmett Wheatley takes the inbound, needs help, loses the dribble, now stolen by the Wheelers. Off to Byland, he'll take it to the rack and lay it in. Basket good. Byland got the bucket, and time's going to run out on the Bombers before they can make anything happen up the floor. And that's the end of the third quarter. 35-26, a 9-point Adair Casey lead as we go to the fourth in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McCarthy Landscape and Design can do any kind of landscaping you're looking for. They do retaining walls and can design and construct that brick patio you've been dreaming of. Give McCarthy Landscape and Design a call at 712-307-6136. White Pole Road Cellular on Main Street in Oneida offers the latest Verizon wireless cell phones, accessories, and upgrades. They also offer locksmith service with Wayne Johnson for your locksmith needs for residential and commercial. Give White Pole Road Cellular a call at 712-762-3022. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Well, off to the fourth quarter we go here. Adair Casey with the ball to start the quarter and a 9-point lead. 35-26 the score here as we go to the fourth. Wheatley out top, leaves it for Palmer, quickly down low, ball knocked away. Andy Earlmeyer knocked it free, saved it, but it's picked up by the Bombers. Now down low, Ockeltree, out top Palmer, he'll try a three, that's good from the top of the arc. Cole Palmer hits the triple, 38-26, Bombers back up by double digits, they're up by 12. Here to the right corner it comes, Hoffman, oh he walked with it. They're going to hit Hoffman with a travel as he caught the ball here in the corner and head fake. They said he shuffled the feet. The ball will turn over. So the Bombers get it again in the backcourt. And a foul on the inbound. Palmer is fouled as he turns to go up the floor. That'll be on Andy Hoffman, and that'll be his fourth. And a one-on-one opportunity coming here now for Adair Casey as the Bombers are in the bonus. And it'll be Palmer going to the free throw line here for the Bombers. Chance to shoot the one-and-one with 7:31 on the clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Just underway. Boys non-conference basketball tonight. Andrew Hoffman will check out with four fouls. Now Drew Keller back in for the Wheelers. Palmer at the line, front end of the bonus on the way. And it is good. Palmer with 13 points now in the ball game. His team's leading scorer. Second one on the way is no good. Front of the rim. Rebounded by Andrew Earlmeyer for the Wheelers. 13 points the lead now, 39-26. Out top, Earlmeyer with it here right side. Across to Keller. Keller dumps it low. West in the lane. Dumps it off here for Earlmeyer. The short floater, no good off the rim. Rebound taken off the floor by Ockeltree. Oh, too many passes down low in the block there for the Wheelers. Nobody wanted to take the shot. Now Wheatley front court to Palmer. Left side corner it goes. They fire it back out to Wheatley. Ockeltree with it. He'll turn and go baseline. Underneath, gets it to Umbaugh. In traffic, banker up and good. Alex Umbaugh with a bucket inside, 41-26. 15-point lead again. So Wheeler's got it to within 9, but it's back to 15. It's been as high as 16 as the pass here by Andrew Earlmeyer knocked out of bounds as the ball will belong to the Wheelers. Wheelers inbound, work the ball on the perimeter. Earlmeyer, Kozad with it, back to Earlmeyer. Now the lob to the corner, Byland left side, hesitates, drives into the lane, the one-hand floater up, no good. Rebound, fought for, Earlmeyer up with it, banker good, and a foul. Andy Earlmeyer with the rebound, a twisting shot off the glass, he gets fouled, but he'll get free throws. Alex Umbaugh picks up the foul, so give Andrew Earlmeyer the bucket. He's in double digits now with 10, and he'll get a chance to make it a three-point play, and no good on the free throw try. Ockeltree the rebound for Adair Casey. 41-28 the score. To the front court, Wheatley out top, now Palmer. Palmer back to Wheatley. They work the ball across the top side. Palmer and Wheatley play catch. Wheatley now here to the left side, into the corner, Josh Earlmeyer. He'll try the three, it's no good. Rebounded inside by Andrew Earlmeyer, and it's Audubon basketball. Wheeler's up the floor now with it. Byland out top, the bounce pass taken by Earlmeyer. 5:55 left. Kozad, left side for the Wheelers, drives in the lane. The kick out to Keller. Open right wing for the three, it's no good. Rebounded by Palmer inside for Adair Casey. And the Bombers back up the floor. We're going to have a timeout. Whoa, no, we won't. Mark Emgarten up off the bench, tried to ask for timeout. The official never saw him, and the ball stolen away now by the Wheelers. So Audubon with the basketball. Bounce feed low. West in the block, turns, twisting, and a foul called underneath. Foul down low will send West to the free throw line. They're going to whistle Alex Umbaugh for his fourth. Clay West now to the free throw line here for the Wheelers. 5.5 minutes left to go here in the ball game as West's first free throw is in and out, no good. He'll get one more. Charlie Terry back in now for the Bombers, and also it's Sandy Hoffman back in for the Wheelers. One more free throw try coming here for West. And the senior can't hit that one either. Rims out, rebounded by Ockeltree. And now Adair Casey will ask for timeout. 5:27 remaining here in this fourth quarter. 41-28 is our score. This is a 30-second timeout, so we'll just go ahead and keep it here. The Wheelers have three timeouts remaining, all fulls. They've used both of their 30s for the Bombers. Rather. The Wheelers have two timeouts left, a 30 and a full. 41-28 is our score. For the Wheelers tonight, they are led by Andrew Earlmeyer. He's got 10 points. Also 9 points for Michael Byland here in the ballgame. On the other side for Adair Casey, Cole Palmer with 13 points. And also 13 for Alex Umbaugh this evening as well. The two leading scorers in the ballgame. Umbaugh on the bench right now. He's also picked up 4 fouls. Umbaugh with 4 on the bench for the Bombers. Ockeltree and Palmer each have 3. On the other side for the Wheelers, Hoffman and Byland, they both have 4 fouls here in the ballgame. The Wheelers break the pressure, and Charlie Terry up the floor with the one-hand flip gets it to roll in. 43-28 now in favor of Adair Casey. And a ball knocked away and stolen, and a foul. As Earlmeyer couldn't handle the pass up the floor, left side, Terry got the ball, and he got fouled by Earlmeyer. So for Andrew Earlmeyer, he now has 3. He and Drew Keller both with 3 on the floor right now for Audubon. So I take that back. Keller just checked out during the timeout. Terry at the line, shoot the bonus here for the Bombers. Misses the front end, and it's Andrew Earlmeyer again with the rebound. Bombers front court, Hoffman left side, drives into the lane, the one-hand floater, too strong. West the rebound, his putback is good. Clay West with the board in the bucket. 43-30 the score. Pressure back court. Bombers break. It's Wheatley up the floor. Stops. A short jumper. No good. Rebounded by West. Audubon up the floor. 4:45 remaining. 13-point lead for Adair Casey. Earlmeyer in the lane. The kick out to Hoffman. Out top, Byland. Down low to West. West turns in traffic. The banker no good. And a rebound to Ockletree for Adair Casey. Each possession beginning to be more and more important, especially for Audubon. They trail by 13. And now they steal the ball as Cole Palmer's pass is tipped away. Stolen by the Bombers to the front court now. It's Hoffman in the right corner. Hoffman on the dribble out. Earl Meyer, now Byland, right side, down low to West. He's bumped and fouled from behind. That'll be Sawyer Ockletree, and he's now picked up four here tonight. And we walk back to the free throw line. Clay West will get a chance to shoot the one and one. So West at the line. And the front end, no good. Rebound tapped out. It's Byland up with it for the Wheelers. Byland takes it down the right side and banks one home. Michael Byland with a board and a bucket. And it's 43-32 now. And we've got a foul whistled against Adair Casey, or the Audubon Wheelers, rather, on the inbound. And that's going to be Michael Byland. And that, is that going to be his? Nope. That's going to be his fourth. So Byland picks up his fourth. And we're going to walk to the other side now. It'll be Cole Palmer shooting the free throws. One and one. That was the ninth team foul against Audubon. Front end of the bonus is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Earl Meyer. 11-point difference up the floor of the Wheelers. They trail. Right side Hoffman. He'll drive. The floater up off the glass and good. In traffic, Andy Hoffman, his first field goal of the game. It's a 9-point game again at 43-34. Wheeler basketball now to the front court, breaking pressure. Earl Meyer fires it across to Wheatley. Bombers lead by nine. Wheeler's putting some pressure on now. Pass tipped. Emmett Wheatley gets it right back. Now Josh Earlmeyer across to Wheatley. They try to play a little catch to keep away. Terry, oh, down low, Ockletree. Head fake, bank shot up, and good. Ockletree stuck in down low all by himself and got the basket. 45-34, Bombers. 3:20 left. Kozad, front court, left side drive. The one-hand floater up, no good. Rebounded out of the air by West, and he banks it home. 45-36. Bombers trapped in the backcourt. Palmer trying to get rid of it. Now up off the bench quickly. A timeout asked for by Adair Casey. 3:07 left. 45-36. Adair Casey leading Audubon. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontanelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. Accept Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home Care in Atlantic at 800-279-9775 or Clarinda, 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
Jim Beal back with you here in Audubon. Just over 3 minutes to go. It's a 9-point Adair Casey lead, 45-36. Bombers with the basketball. And Audubon pressuring everywhere. And now a foul call out top. And that might be it. That's going to be Andy Hoffman. And that should be all. That should be his fifth. He'll have to leave the game here with 2:56 remaining. Hoffman's night done with 2 points. Drew Keller off the bench. This could be the beginning of a parade of players fouling out here tonight. There's a number of players with 3 and 4 fouls here in the game. It's Cole Palmer to the line, and he throws in the first. They're in the double bonus now. That was the 10th team foul against Audubon. So Adair Casey will get two each time. One more try here for Palmer. And that one is also good. He gets that one to dance through. 47-36 now the score. Audubon basketball, left side to the corner, Keller. He'll drive to the baseline, up a traveling violation. They call him for steps before he put the ball on the floor, and that'll turn it over. 11-point lead for Adair Casey, 2:48 remaining. Bombers inbound, it's Wheatley, and he'll run it to the front court. Through traffic, Wheatley right side to Palmer. Palmer will bring it back out top. 2:40 remaining. Wheatley outside on the dribble now. He'll dump it back off for Palmer. Palmer to the corner now. Umbaugh checked back in during the timeout. His pass out top, knocked away loose, almost stolen. Palmer up with it. Now down low to Ockletree on the block, and he banks one in. Ockletree free again underneath, all alone. Banks one home. It's 49-36. Timeout for the Wheelers. 2:20 left, 13-point lead for Adair Casey. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Adair Lumber Company, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Adair. They've made it their job to help you with your job when it comes to those big or small home improvement projects. For all of your building supply and home improvement needs, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair today. Dedder Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Dedder Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today.
.220 remaining here in the basketball game. 49-36 our score. Adair Casey with the lead. Audubon with the basketball as we come back out of the break. Wheelers up the floor now. Byland ahead now to Andrew Earlmeyer. He'll lob it to the far corner. Kozad steps back to the three. It's blocked. Umbaugh got a hand on it. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Audubon. Wheeler basketball down on the baseline. Inbound into the corner. Now it's Kozad, left side. Kozad the drive into the lane. Floats one up quickly, awkwardly, no good, and it's out of bounds. Tried to get one up in traffic, and the ball out of bounds. It'll turn over. It's Adair Casey basketball. 2:06 remaining in the game. Wheatley the inbound up the side, and he's dumped and fouled. Kozad bumped him and knocked him to the floor. And that'll be foul number three on Kaz Kozad. And to the other end we go. Now for free throws. It'll be Emmett Wheatley shooting a pair. They're in the double bonus. 2:02 left to play here in the game. Wheatley will get a pair. The first one on the way. It is good. Wheatley, the freshman, with 7 points here. I make that 8 points now in the ball game. One more coming. And that one is also good. He makes them both. 51-36. Bombers back up again now by 15. Wheeler ball down low. They go inside. It's West turning on the block. The short shot, no good. Rebounded inside by Ockletree. And a foul from behind. That'll be on Andrew Earlmeyer. That'll be his fourth. So we'll walk to the other side again. And Ockletree this time will get free throws for Adair Casey. A minute 49 left to play here in the basketball game. At the free throw line, Ockletree. And the first one is no good. One more try coming here for Ockletree. And the second one is also no good off the front of the rim. Keller the rebound for Audubon. For the front court, minute 44 left to play on a steal. Ball thrown away as Hoffman's pass to the corner is intercepted by Cole Palmer. Palmer now to the front court. They'll fire to the high post. Umbaugh back outside Wheatley. They're going to try to run some clock here. Wheeler's going to pressure him, though. It's going to be an over and back as Cole Palmer turned to drive and dribbled the basketball on the center court line. So that'll be an over and back, and the ball goes the other direction. 51-36, Audubon trailing with the ball. Outside Byland, high post. It goes to West in the lane. Dumps it across to Keller. Head fake, baseline, back to West. He'll turn and lay it in. West is nice footwork that time down low. Spins for the bucket. 51-38. Minute 10 left to go. Palmer, front court. Earlmeyer lost it momentarily. Picks it back up. Now to Ockletree in traffic. Fires one up, no good. Umbaugh the rebound, and he's fouled. Umbaugh down on the block, got the board. He'll get free throws. The foul going to be whistled on Kozan. That'll be his fourth. at the free throw line. Alex Umbaugh to shoot a pair here with 1:03 to play. First one is no good. In and out. One more here for Umbaugh. And the second one is good. He makes one of his two. 52-38. 1 minute remaining in the basketball game. Wheeler to the front court. Bylan now to Keller, right corner. Down low, they post with West. He turns and banks it in again. Clay West. Took him a while to get started. He's had a pretty good second half, especially here in the fourth quarter. Wheelers trying to play defense now, full court, and they knock the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Adair Casey. It'll be Bomber basketball. So, they're going to give the ball to Adair Casey. Or to Audubon, rather. So Audubon will get the ball now. 43 seconds left. Trailing by a dozen. Into the lane. Earlmeyer dumps it down low for West. Oh, one too many passes off his hands out of bounds. Earlmeyer, instead of taking a little 10-footer in the lane, decided to try to dump it down closer. It's out of bounds. Bomber basketball. Josh Earlmeyer, now to Cole Palmer, running the floor. Ahead to Umbaugh. He'll lay it up and in. Alex Umbaugh running the floor against the bucket. 54-40, under half a minute to play. Kozad front court now for the Wheelers. Into the lane. Dumps it here right side. It's Bylan. Dumping it down low. It's tipped and stolen away. Audubon throws it away. Adair Casey now. 15 seconds left as Palmer gets it to the front court. Emmett Wheatley far side. Down to 10 seconds. Umbaugh with it. Out top to Palmer. Now Wheatley. 5 seconds to the high post. It's Umbaugh. And that's going to do it. Palmer out top to Wheatley, and that will be the ball game. 54-40 is your final score. Adair Casey with the win here tonight over the Audubon Wheelers. We'll take a break and wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowner's or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The TV Store, your Dish Network dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Peel back with you here in Audubon tonight as we've got a final here this evening as it's the visitors with the victory here tonight. Adair Casey pulling out a 54-40 win here tonight on the road in non-conference play against Audubon this evening as the Bombers jumped out early. They were up 5-0 right out of the gate, only to see the Wheelers battle back to tie the game at 9 apiece. But from that point on, the Bombers never trailed again as they ran off a pretty good run. They ran off a 16-4 finish to the second quarter. As they were able to, from that point on, as they were able to jump at 25-13 at intermission. They were up 35-26 after three, and they win it 54-40. They led by as many as 16 points a couple of different times. The last time was at 33-17. Wheelers battled back to get it within single digits a couple times at 9, but no closer as Audubon comes away the winner. Scoring on the night looks like this for the Bombers. 16 points here this evening for Alex Umbaugh. He led all scorers tonight in the ball game. Cole Palmer with 15 points tonight as well. Emmett Wheatley off the bench with 9 this evening. Also 6 for Sawyer Ockletree, 5 for Josh Earlmeyer, 2 for Charlie Terry, and 1 for Gunnar Dinklin here this evening. For the Wheelers, they had 3 players in double figures tonight. Clay West led them with 13. 11 of those coming in the second half. Also 11 points for Michael Bylan, 10 for Andrew Earlmeyer, then 2 each for Andy Hoffman and Kaz Kozad. 5 of 14 free throw shooting for the Wheelers. 11 out of 20 from the line for the Bombers here this evening. So the Wheelers fall to 3-9 with the loss. And for Adair Casey, they improved to 9-4 with the victory. 54-40, again, your final. Adair Casey wins it tonight over Audubon. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN comes your way next Thursday night. We'll be off early in the week as the Hawkeyes take center stage, but we'll be back on the air Thursday night, next Thursday night, January 19th, as we will be at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, as Atlantic will actually will be at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium, as Atlantic will play host to St. Albert in non-conference boys high school basketball. Again, that's at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium, and we'll have all the action for you here on KJAN, getting underway at about 7:20. 7:30 is the scheduled tip time on that ball game. It's Atlantic hosting St. Albert at the Atlantic Middle School Gym next Thursday night. We'll have all the action for you live here on KJAN and KJAN.com. That'll do it for us here tonight. 54-40 at Air Casey, a winner over Audubon. Thanks for joining us this evening. I'm Jim Field. Good night from Audubon.